This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. You know, ever since the passing of Sheikh Abdullah Kamil, may Allah have mercy on his soul, I cannot shake off the thought of Allah Azza wa Jal assuming the responsibility of all those who assume themselves responsible for advancing his deen and calling to his way. And this is something that Allah promised, that whoever puts their trust in Allah for life, he'll take care of them in life. But whoever puts their trust in Allah for deen, for da'wah, has concern for this deen, then Allah will be sufficient for them, you know, take care of all their concerns in this life and in the hereafter. And the reason why this is such a deep seated thought for me is because when the Sheikh was at my house for iftar that day, and we spoke a little bit about the restrictions he's been facing for a very long time in his home country of Egypt, not having the freedom he wished he could have to really work in da'wah, propagate the call, the prophetic call. And I said to him, Sheikh, listen, like, just come to America. You know, there's so many masajid that would love to have you, and there are so many expert qadis, without taking anything away from you, in the Muslim majority world. And you know, there's so much you can do here. You'll be more needed here. And inshallah, the salary will not be an issue. I mean, with converting the currency, you'll be taking care of your family, you know, even better this way. So he felt very optimistic about that. He could do more da'wah, and also, you know, the livelihood of his family, which is his personal responsibility, will be taken care of. And so we exchanged phone numbers, and we said that after Ramadan, immediately, we're going to touch base and work this out. And I was going to network him between the masajid and so on and so forth. And I don't share this part of the story next without the permission of those who shared it with me. Those who drove from another state to where the Sheikh was staying in New Jersey, those who kept knocking on his door, and then a few hours later were finally let in by someone with the master key to find him smiling on his bed having passed away, were a people that had driven over to beat me to it, to offer him an incredibly handsome salary, a salary that I personally know, statistically speaking, 95% of the imams in America don't make. And they were offering him that already because he had made that intention, you know, to serve Allah's deen. And you can say that, you know, he didn't get the salary and, oh, he just made it, but then he didn't because death interrupted it. It doesn't work like this. Allah is ar-Razzaq. Allah has taken care of him in an even more superior way, because if you think about it, Allah just had him tour the United States, a relatively affluent country. The Western world has been hearing about him fresh. Just last week, he led Ramadan for everybody, led the Eid prayer in a huge park. A week later, in that same park, he is prayed over. Friday, he led in Liberty State Park, Eid. The next Friday, in that park, janazah is being led over him. Everyone's talking about him in a relatively affluent country. Hundreds of thousands of dollars now are being collected for him, for his family, to be taken care of, inshallah. And so not only has Allah sufficed him with his personal obligation, even after his departure, not just an annual salary that could be consumed, much more being set aside for his family right now. And inshallah, Allah has taken him to a place that is even better and more lasting. So it just blows my mind how amazing Allah is, and how a relationship with him is built through prioritizing him and what he loves and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived for. May we be of those who always assume the best of him and properly rely on him, and be carefree after that in whatever hiccups may happen in life. And may we be safe from all of the horrors and the concerns of the afterlife, by virtue of that, may he use us for his cause and not replace us. Make us all people of the Quran that call to it by night and day and live by it through and through. And also to the Sunnah, the example of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen.